did you hear that thunder sound? Say, boys, do you know that noise?
Well, Mr. Blues is coming to town. Get your business straight. Mr. Blues is coming to town. Get your business straight. Mr. Blues is coming to town. You've got to stop that jive that you've been putting down. I might come by plane, might come by train, might grab a boat and sail. So don't be surprised if you open your eyes and find me in your morning's mail. Catch your business straight, Mr. Blues is coming to town.
Get your business straight. Mr. Blues is coming to town. That's Winoni, Mr. Blues Harris.
Honk my horn like I did before. If I catch a cat sneaking out the back, I'm gonna run over him with my Cadillac. Get your business straight, Mr. Blues is coming to town.
Well, that's Noble Thin Man Watts on the tenor sax on a tune titled Jookin', my theme song, incoming theme song on the Juke Joint broadcast, a tune titled Jookin'. And tonight at the Juke Joint, I've got a wide variety of blues. In fact, I normally do, but in particular tonight, I'm celebrating some late August birthdays. We'll hear from Dinah Washington, Arthur Big Boy Crudup, Jimmy Rushing, Winoni Harris, who we opened the show with, and drummer Odie Payne. To give you an idea about the variety, check out the artist we're going to hear, Odie Payne, on the drums with Elmore James and the Broom Dusters, Magic Sam, Otis Rush, Tampa Red, and Chuck Berry. Had a great time pulling the music tonight. Hope you are going to have a good time listening. Winoni Harris's birthday was actually yesterday, so a late happy birthday to Winoni. He died back in 1969 at the age of 53, but he was one of the most colorful blues shouters on the scene. Wherever Winoni was, there was a party going on. Let's return to him In 1953, we opened the show, as in fact in 1950, with a tune titled Mr. Blues is Coming to Town, and he was known as Mr. Blues. Here he is in 1953 with Red Prysock on the tenor sax. Here's Winoni, Mr. Blues Harris on Quiet Whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down and opened you up and passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane, and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred, and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low. They hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Dead and wanted another. They reached on the shelf and grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. Then reached up and got your brother gin. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Everybody, they've got real tight. Now they want to start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see, trying to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw. That's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
Winoni Harris. We'll come back to two more tunes from him later in the broadcast. Now let's go contemporary. This is the latest CD from Coco Montoya, who developed his chops on guitar working with the great Albert Collins and the Icebreakers. And then he went off and for 10 years he was the lead guitarist for John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. But Coco's been on his own for many years after all that. And his new CD on Alligator is called Coming In Hot. And we're going to open up with a tune titled, Ain't It a Good Thing?
Now ain't it a good thing? Ain't it a good thing? You got all my loving. You got all of my soul. You got all my kisses. And you reach your goal. I know you've been a praying such a long, long time. And now I'm yours. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Now ain't it a good thing? Ain't it a good thing? Lord, yeah. One more time. Ain't it a good thing? Good thing. The trouble don't last. Ain't it a good thing? Ain't it a good thing? Oh, say it again, yeah. Oh, one more time. Oh, one more time. Ain't it a good thing? Good thing. The trouble don't last always.
Long run.
Coco Montoya from his new CD, An Alligator, coming in hot. And he was on guitar and vocals on a tune titled Stone Survivor. And in front of that, we opened up with a tune titled Ain't It a Good Thing. And I should have credited the woman singing with him on that recording from Detroit, singer Sean Murphy, and she did a fine job. This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. And while I'm on the subject of Central Michigan University, welcome to 20,000 students coming to CMU, especially freshmen and transfer students who have never attended school here before. Welcome to the campus and welcome to the Mount Pleasant community. And if you're within the sound of my voice, you got your radio tuned in, whether it's in the car or whether it's in your residence hall or your apartment or house or whatever it is, I'm here every Sunday night from 8 to 11 spinning 3 hours of blues and soul music. So you've got a home here on Sunday nights here at WCMU. Well, let's return. Before I get to my feature, my birthday feature, let me turn to Mavis Staples. I'm going to debut her new CD right now. It's been out for several months. It never received a promo copy, so Peggy and I love Mavis, so I went ahead and bought it myself. It's called Live in London. It was recorded at the Union Chapel in London just last summer and came out earlier this year, 2019. Rick Holmstrom is on guitar, of course, and here she is, live in London, and we're going to open up with a tune titled Take Us Back.
Life can get you in a hurry, but I'm just gonna take it slow. That don't mean I ain't been working, y'all. I'm working on me, baby. I'm working on me, darling. I'm taking some time to see the people who keep me going. Sometimes life can lead you down a bad line. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not judging. Tell them what I tell them. I've got friends and I've got family. I've got help from all the people who love me. I've got friends and I've got family. I've got help from all the people who love me. Take all they can from you, but they don't call me bubbles for nothing now. If people ask my pops, he'll tell them that. She gets it from me, baby. She gets it from me, darling. Chicago wasn't always easy, but love made the Windy City free. I know I've got a lover.
people. I've got people. I've got people. I've got people. People who love me. People who love me. Every now and then. Every now and then, y'all, I get low. I get low, you know. I have to go to one of my friends. Yeah. I say, help me.
Help me.
Somebody help me.
Help me.
Somebody help me.
Help me.
Help me. Help me.
Have a cent to pay the rent, but we're gonna make it. I know we will.
We may have to eat bees every day, but we're gonna make it.
I know we will. And if a job is hard to find and we have to stand in the welfare line, I've got your love, you know you.
We may not have a home to call our own, but we gonna make it.
I know we will. We may have to fight hardship alone, but we're gonna make it. I know we will.
Cause if togetherness brings peace of mind, we can't stay down all the time. I've got your love and you know you got mine.
Keep on trying.
Keep on, baby.
Keep on trying.
Mavis Staples with Rick Holmstrom on the guitar, and Rick learned a whole lot from Mavis's father, Pop Staples, about playing guitar to back Mavis up. Live in London is the name of the release. It's on the Anti label, A-N-T-I. I don't think it's pronounced Anti, but it could be. And we just heard a song that Little Milton made famous during the 1960s, We're Gonna Make It. And we opened up with Take Us Back. It's just about 8:29, half past the hour, and tonight I am featuring some blues birthdays that are coming up. Well, some of them were yesterday, as I indicated, Winoni Harris, who we opened the broadcast with, and some of them are in the next few days. On Tuesday, it's the birthday of Otis Payne Jr. Now, who is Otis Payne Jr.? He was one of the great Chicago blues drummers. Look at his resume. These are people he has worked with and recorded with. Sonny Boy Williamson, that's Rice Miller, the second Sonny Boy Williamson, Muddy Waters, Jimmy Rogers, Eddie Taylor, Little Johnny Jones, Tampa Red, Otis Rush, Yank Rachel, Sleepy John Estes, Little Brother Montgomery, Memphis Minnie, Magic Sam, Chuck Berry, and Buddy Guy, among others. I've known about Otis Payne. He passed before I got involved in the Chicago blues scene. But I've known about him, but I had no idea he recorded with all of those artists. So in the next few weeks or next couple of months, I'm going to do a feature on his life and career. He was born in Chicago back in 1926, so he was a teenager when he was in high school during World War II. So he was drafted into the U.S. Army, but after his discharge, he attended and graduated from the prestigious Roy C. Knapp School of Percussion. In 1949, Otis Payne Jr. was playing with pianist Little Johnny Jones before meeting Tampa Red. And we'll hear his work on the drums with Tampa Red shortly. Then, in 1952, he hooked up with Elmore James and his band, the Broom Dusters, with Johnny Jones on piano. So let's turn to a couple of tracks that have Otis Payne Jr.'s work on the drums. Tuesday would be his birthday. Elmore James and the Broom Dusters from 1956. I'm Wild About You, Baby. Yeah.
money, then you treat me wrong. You leave in the morning, stay out all night long. Now, baby, you're so mean to me. I gotta leave you, baby. You don't wanna set me free.
Elmore James and the Broom Dusters with drummer Odie Payne on that recording from 1956 for the Kent label. In fact, both of those tracks by Elmore James and the Broom Dusters are from 1956 and released on the Kent record label. Well, I've already gotten several listeners drop me a line, and I do appreciate that. I heard from Robert in Portland. That's Portland, Michigan. And he was making a cigar box guitar just last Sunday night, and he just finished it up about an hour ago. And he sent me a picture of it as well. Very cool. Good to know. And I also heard from Teresa, listening from Harrisville. And she says, can you play anything that will bring us some much-needed rain? Well, I know some rain songs, but I didn't bring them with me tonight. But I'll be happy to do that if it's not raining next Sunday night. I appreciate you taking the time to drop me a line from Harrisville, Teresa. And I also heard from Angelita from Rochester. She said she's had a very busy summer, but she's happy to be home and enjoy the show live. And I also heard from Joe and Joyce from Vernon, who are enjoying the lineup tonight that I have in store. And I just heard from Marty in Flushing, whose son Heath listens from Peoria, Arizona. And they were together recently, and they listened to two Sunday nights of the Juke Joint while they were together in Flushing, and I appreciate that. Thank you for taking the time to drop me a line. Around 9 o'clock, I'll give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. But right now, I'm beginning a set of material in celebration of the birthday of Odie Payne Jr. Odie, O-D-I-E, and Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Besides working with Elmore James, he also hooked up with the great Tampa Red, whose recording career began in the late 1920s, and he was often in the studio with pianist Georgia Tom Dorsey. And he also recorded with Ma Rainey. This is Tampa Red later in his career in the 1950s, and very fine tunes. And this opening number from Tampa Red with Odie Payne Jr. on the drums, Ranson Nolan on the string bass, Johnny Jones on the piano, and it's a tune titled It's Good Like That.
You hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
Now I'm a little red rooster, told my little brown hen, we have a date at the barn about half past ten.
You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
by the little red rooster told the little brown hen, you ain't laid an egg and I don't know when. You know it's bad like that, beetle-lum bomb. You know it's bad like that, beetle-lum bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's bad like that. Play, boy. You don't come around quite often as you used to.
You know it's tough like that, beetle-lum bomb. You know it's tough like that, beetle-lum bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's tough like that.
Now Grandpa Rooster told Grandma Hen,
yes,
let them alone, they'll get good again.
You know it's good like that, beetle-lum bomb. You know it's good like that, beetle-lum bomb. Hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that. Play it out, boy.
You know it's good like that, beetle-lum bomb. You know it's good like that, beetle-lum bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
Catch that kind of little girl at home. You gotta go early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now you ought to seen me hugging a pillow, I wrap my baby and use a lay. Got a little girl, her name is Miss Mary Ann. I can't go see her when I want her, baby. I have to go and I'll see her when I can. She tell me to come early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now you ought to see me hugging the pillow, I'll wipe my baby. Here, baby, seem like you got too many men. I can't come see in the evening, baby. I have to come in. I'll see you when I can. She tell me to come early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now you ought to seen me hugging the pillow, I wipe my baby and use a lay. Found out, baby, seem like you don't want me no more. Cause every time I come to your house, you don't even want me around your door. You tell me to come early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now you ought to seen me hug me pillow, I'll wipe my baby and you.
That was Tampa Red on the guitar, and he was blowing the kazoo. And I'll tell you what, a little kazoo goes a long way. Tampa Red loved to slip it in there on a pretty regular basis in his recording career. And that was Johnny Jones, not only on piano, but he was doing the singing on that tune titled Lover with a Feeling. And in front of that, we heard It's Good Like That. Tampa Red with Odie Payne Jr. on the drums. Well, let's spin two more tunes that have Odie Payne Jr. on the drums. Tuesday is his birthday. Now, he died back in 1989, but we're remembering him tonight. He was just 62 when he passed away in 1989. Made some great recordings, and I will be doing a feature on him in the next few weeks or couple of months. All right, in 1964, Odie Payne Jr. found himself in the Chess Studios with Chuck Berry on a pair of tunes from 1964. And we're going to open up with No Particular Place to Go.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was old, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Right away, I bought me a through train ticket riding across Mississippi clean. finally make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boy's on the line.
Chuck Berry with Otis Payne Jr. driving that one on the drums. And that was a tune titled Promised Land. And in front of that, we heard Otis and Chuck on No Particular Place to Go. Taking us to the top of the hour, I'm going to turn to another artist who has a birthday this week. Thursday would be the birthday of Ruth Lee Jones. She was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, but she became famous as Dinah Washington. She only spent a few years living in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, before her mother packed up the family and moved to Chicago when Ruth Lee Jones / Dinah Washington was a child. She got involved in singing gospel music in church at the St. Luke's Baptist Church, and she also played piano for the choir while she was still in elementary school. Sally Martin, the Sally Martin Gospel Singers, discovered her and brought her into the group. And as a teenager, she won a talent contest that led to some gigs performing in clubs while she was still in high school. Along the way, as a teenager, she was introduced by a friend to go to a club to hear the great Billie Holiday. And that impressed her. Billie impressed her considerably, as it would. And during her year performing at the Garrick Room, while Dinah Washington was performing upstairs, Billie Holiday was performing down in the basement. Lionel Hampton came across Dinah Washington and asked her to join his band. And together they performed at Chicago's Regal Theater. Now we're going to turn to a couple of recordings from Dinah Washington. Both of these from, well, first one in 1947, the next one in 1946. And here is a song that was written by Leonard Feather, a jazz songwriter and jazz music critic. And it's titled The Evil Gal Blues.
Black cat to pass. Can't sleep less, there's a howling dog neath my window each night. Nothing sends me like a good bloody fight. Yes, I mean an evil, but you know good men made me that way. Yes, I don't mean an evil. don't you know that's the lick? Gee, but I'm a killer man. I'm on the mellow side.
Dinah Washington, a slick chick on the mellow side. We're celebrating her birthday, which is Thursday. And that was Tab Smith on the alto sax solo. We opened up with the Mean and Evil Blues. Dinah Washington, queen of the jukeboxes, queen of the blues back in her day of the late 1940s and into the 1950s and early 60s. Dinah Washington, we'll hear two more songs from her later in the broadcast. So you be sure to stay near the radio.